every morning on TV One, 9 Central. I mean, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. What's up, Roland Martin?
Good morning, folks. Happy King Day. We got a great show. Bernice King will be joining us and talk. We're also talking economic equality all day as well. And great time at UTA, University of Texas at Arlington, for the King Day Friday. And stop by the Joyner Foundation party benefit Saturday in Dallas as well.
We know how to party.
You got that right.
Thanks.
Had a good time.
Thanks for supporting.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Folks, I gave the commentary on the Friday in this whole issue of King and the radical and revolutionary in economics. And that was a huge thing that he was focused on the last years of his life. And so there's no doubt that he would be pleased to see the development taking place in Fortune 500 companies. And among those companies is McDonald's, where they have an African-American CEO, brother at the top. Don Thompson is the CEO who joins us this morning. My Alpha brother, what up?
What's up, bro? How are you this morning? Good morning, Tom and everyone. Happy MLK Day to you.
All right, Don. Yeah.
Don, I want to get right to it. That is the issue of economic equality. That's what Dr. King really was focusing on. And in the position that, I mean, you are in a major position. Very few African Americans have gotten to that CEO level. And so how important is that message to you developing the economic agenda for black folks?
Roland, it's extremely important, man. You know, and you and I have talked about it. Dr. King stood for people being judged by, as he called it, the content of their character, not simply the color of their skin. And I think that the big part of that, Dr. King knew way back then that this really spoke to education. It spoke to empowerment through education. It spoke to the fact that everyone is able to, should be able to share in opportunities within the United States of America and around the world. So at McDonald's, one of the things that we've tried to do, and for me personally, and the reason that I'm still at McDonald's is because I believe that we are on the road to doing that. We've got about, of all of the hourly employees that work for McDonald's, we call them restaurant crew. They have opportunities to continue to advance their education at McDonald's. They have opportunities to move up and be in management or be franchisees. 60% of the franchisees we have in the United States of America started as hourly employees. And so this notion of empowerment and education is something that we focus on quite a bit, along with the overall diversity of our of all the employees that are in McDonald's.
You mentioned franchisees, and people think about McDonald's, big corporation, but the reality is these are a collection of really small business owners, individuals who are owning these franchisees. And so for African Americans, that has been also a gateway to the middle class and upper class when it comes to owning businesses.
Absolutely. McDonald's still remains today the largest company relative to franchisees that are African American, Latino. We have the largest number and have created, if you would, the most economic wealth in those communities and through those individuals. And so we're very proud of that. We're very, very proud of that. And when you look at the overall McDonald's system, we've got about, you know, relative to people of color, when you really think about it, we're about 69% of our UF staff are people of color. But we don't stop just with the staff. 58% of our U.S. officers, the vice presidents in the regions in the U.S. company, 45 to 50%, as I said, of our owner operators, totally are people of color, and a large portion of that being, as I said, African American, Latino, particular.
Here's what I like about Don and McDonald's. Okay, not only did Don start at the bottom and work his way all the way up to the top, but
was he Calvin?
Pretty much, Don was Calvin.
No, I'm not Calvin.
but you started on at the bottom. An hourly wage, and now you're running McDonald's. How long have you been running McDonald's, Don?
Yeah, I've been the CEO now, Tom, since July of 2011, I believe it is, or July of 2012.
But before
actually.
That, you were in charge of what?
What am I in charge of today?
Yeah, I mean, before 2011.
Before 2011, Tom, I was the chief operating officer of a global company. And 23 years ago when I came into McDonald's, I came in actually at that point as an engineer, but shortly thereafter, I had the opportunity, and someone said, hey, Don, would you be interested in working in the restaurants and going back out to learn the business from that perspective? Take off the suit, take off the tie, and go into the restaurants. And I, absolutely, because, you know, all my life, man, I've worked. I worked when we didn't have a McDonald's to have a job, when we were cleaning movie theaters and cleaning up people's houses at night. So for us and for me and for many of our folks, you know, work is not a foreign topic. And so I've enjoyed the opportunities that McDonald's has afforded me. But even more so, I tell you what, Tom, I enjoy it when I go in a restaurant and I see people who I see starting out at those hourly wages. And I know some of them today who now own their own restaurants. So when you've been around a while, you see that. And you see, I know some of them now that are vice presidents and running major regions within McDonald's. So it works when we do judge people on the content of their character and their contributions, sometimes even regardless of their educational background.
Don, what challenge do you want to give corporate America when it comes to opening that glass ceiling that, frankly, keeps many of us from ascending to the top like you have?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go right back to what Dr. King said, Ro, and I think that is judge people based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And I would also say, I would further by saying it's their contributions that they make. Open up your eyes to the contributions that individuals can make. A lot of people talk about, you know, diversity awareness or awareness of differences. You know, anyone who has sight can see that we're all different. The question is, can you leverage those differences? And at McDonald's, we see those differences as strengths. And if you respect individuals and value them, then you will be supportive of their upward movement in that organization. You want them to contribute at higher and higher levels. So I would just say to all of all businesses everywhere, and this is a message I constantly give, make sure that you understand, in diversity, there is innovation. In innovation, there's business success. This is a business agenda, representing the demographics of all the people that That's your right. businesses serve. It has to be represented, and I think that we made strides, but we still have a ways to go.
All right.
Folks, economic equality, that's what it's all about. Don Thompson, CEO of McDonald's, all of McDonald's across the world. Brother, always proud of you. Thank you so very much for joining us here in the Tom Turner Morning Show.